our Stories of Faithfulness podcast. This is David Felker, our Minister of Discipleship here at First Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi. We have recorded now 27 Stories of Faithfulness for this podcast in the last 7 months. We missed a week here and there where something came up with the individual that we had scheduled, but for the most part, we released a podcast every week. You may remember that we started this podcast in late March of 2020 in the midst of a lot of uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. It seemed like a long, dark night. We needed to know that the Lord is with us and for us. We needed to sing in the night of His faithfulness. And so we started this podcast, simply put, to build stability and stamina in our people by working the remembering muscle, to build some space into our lives, to remember that the gospel is true, to remember that, yes, Jesus loves me, to remember that I am the apple of His eye, to remember that I am unsnatchable from His hand. We needed to hang on to and to heed what Deuteronomy 8:11 says, that we as God's people are to take care lest we forget the Lord our God, lest we forget Him. Because that's what we're like. We forget things. We forget who our God has shown Himself to be. And so we started this podcast as God's beloved sons and daughters to cultivate this discipline of remembering. For the first few months, we had a number of our church members tell their story. Shirley Windham was our first guest. We had Chase Wynn, Ann Lowry Forrester, Bill Stone, Beth Archer, Julia Wright, all different ages and stages, men and women, took stock of what the Lord had done in their lives. Then we shifted for the summer months, had former staff and some of our supported missionaries around the country and around the world. We had guests like Josh Rieger, Aaron Halbert, Sam Taff, and Brian Sorgenfrey. Then this fall, we introduced some new staff here at our church, Josh Scheidler, Allie Sale, Daniel Tortorisi, and William Stabler. Then we had frontline workers, Abigail Hartman and Sumner Abraham, and a month then devoted to stewardship this last season, led by our stewardship committee chairman, Zeb Henson. After 27 episodes, we're going to take a break to reassess, to broaden the reach, hopefully, and to develop vision for where to go from here in 2021. And so expect to hear from us in a few months after the holidays. As we wrap up season one of this podcast, let me say thank you for listening. For so many of you with an ear to minister to others in your lives, thank you that you have shared this. Please continue to listen to those episodes that are stored on our website so that you can continue to share with others in their time of need. Thank you for sharing this content. Please continue to help us spread the word about this as we get started next year. We're grateful for how God has used this podcast in this season, and we're grateful for you, our listeners. And so grace and peace to you.